Hi everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. I hope you are really well. Richie and I thought that we would sit down and chat today about our brand new e-course, which is open for registration, Modern Mixed Media. And the real reason why we are doing that is because we are recording this on the morning that it opens for registration. We have been so busy, we haven't had a moment to think about anything else. So we thought we'd chat about what our experience has been like, including the ups and downs and all the ins and outs that goes into creating a bigger online course. Let's get some of the important information out of the way first. As I said before, the course is called Modern Mixed Media and it's a 6-week online course where you'll learn about how to create contemporary abstracts combining watercolor with collage and mixed media. Basically, I've brought all my favorite things into this course. So there's a module on botanicals, there's a module on minimalism and creating simpler abstracts. There's a whole lot of textural goodies that we'll be working with. And also what's different in this course compared to our other courses is that we have a dedicated module where we will take you through finishing, filming, and framing your artwork. So I'm excited about that because I want people to get that satisfaction of completing things, but also presenting them beautifully. And the course includes a variety of different types of lessons. So there are full start to finish painting projects because I know many of my students love to be taken every step of the way as if they're kind of watching over my shoulder. So there's plenty of that, but there's also tips videos that hone in on a particular area and help you to gain skills in things like using contrast, using repetition in your work, making use of negative space, learning about color, all those sorts of things. So there's a lot in there, which is one of the reasons why we're so exhausted.
Yes.
Very excited about it. And you can head on over to laurahornart.com/modernmixedmedia to find out more. And there's also an early bird offer. You could save 20% using the coupon code MMM20. So that's a triple M20. And I'll have this linked in the show notes as well. And that coupon expires, let me get this right, because time differences and all that has been causing me all sorts of headaches. The coupon ends at 12 p.m. on the 8th of July, Australian Central Standard Time. So that's where I am. But I know that many of you are on the other side of the world. So I'm going to give you an expiry in Pacific time as well. So it will expire on the 7th of July at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. It can be very confusing because I'm in Australia and Australia is a million hours ahead of everywhere else. So people feel like they miss out because the coupon ends. So I just wanted to make sure that that's clear, but I will have that in the show notes. And you'll be able to find the show notes for this episode at laurahornart.com/thepodcast/97. Let's start off with something lovely. I have a podcast review here and it's from Libby Durnham Art. And Libby says that the podcast is something for everyone, from artists to beginners. Hi, Laura and Richie. This is my first ever podcast review, but most deserved by you both. I've been following Laura and listening to you both for a long time now. And as a fellow Australian artist, I thank you for being so open to sharing. After reducing my number of art teaching days, I'm a re-emerging artist on my journey of re-self-discovery as an artist. I thank you so much for your wealth of business knowledge. Also loved the shared addiction of Daniel Smith watercolours. Speaking of Daniel Smith watercolours, while the course is a mixed media course, the main paint that I'm using throughout the projects is watercolour, and there'll be plenty of Daniel Smith loveliness in the course.
Yeah, but you also use some other types of paint, don't you?
Yeah, and I also share some more affordable options as far as watercolour because I do know that Daniel Smith is a bit of a splurge. And we use other supplies too. So there's some acrylic inks and we're using pens, pastels, collage.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, there's something for everyone. But if you are a Daniel Smith lover, you'll get your fix in this course.
Yeah, and that's a lovely review because there's nothing more exciting than starting out on a brand new journey, you know?
Absolutely. And it's so nice to hear when people rediscover their creativity.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
They find their way back and something, you know, it's amazing how something can just be the start of a whole new adventure.
My entire like mantra for this journey that we're on is if we can do it, you can do it. I like the idea that people listen to us and say, do you know what, I'm going to give that a go too.
So Libby, we want to wish you well as you continue on this adventure, and thank you so much for your review.
Yeah, thanks Libby.
So I've been thinking about how we could approach this episode, and I thought it might be interesting to hear a bit of the behind the scenes to creating an online course. So first of all, I wanted to chat about what it's been like to create a longer, bigger course versus creating little minis. Because for anyone listening, we have created a number of courses, but they've been smaller, bite-sized mini projects. And this is the first time we've created an e-course. I guess it's like a journey. It's a six-week experience. The content comes out on a weekly basis for 6 weeks, whereas our other courses have been self-paced, where you get the course and then you just work through it in your own time and there's no schedule or anything like that. I will say that with this course that we've created, while it will come out weekly, it's still very flexible. You can do it in your own time and the videos are downloadable and you get lifetime access. So you get that option as well. But back to the question, how have you found it? Has it been different or the same? Or
the timing for this course was perfect because we'd already done a few minis and we'd experimented with different filming techniques and we'd made a load of mistakes along the way. And then we decided to move into this studio and everything just kind of came together at the perfect moment to make a large course. Because when you make a large course, everything needs to be bigger. Everything needs to be better. There's more content. There's more work. There's more editing. There's more supplies. There's more time needed. Everything is bigger. And just thinking back now, after you asked me that question, I don't think I would have been ready to do a course this size last year. So yeah, the biggest thing I got from it was being ready to put out, or being ready to attempt to do a 6 week course.
I found myself nodding my head the whole time that you were saying that because I feel exactly the same way. And I'm glad that we started with mini courses because there is so much to learn when it comes to speaking on camera, from the filming point of view, just pulling together lesson ideas. It's much easier when you approach it from a smaller scale and you build confidence and you get better at all of those things. So yes, I would agree with that. There are some advantages to doing a bigger course. For me, it was great to be able to immerse myself in the teaching and go deeper on particular topics, whereas in a mini course, you're conscious of keeping it mini and bite-sized, and so you want to give detail but not too much. And what I found was that there were questions coming from the community around things, and I knew that there was a need for videos that go into things in greater depth, or a desire, I should say, that there were people asking, oh, could you take us through, you know, how do you mix your color palettes and things like that, or what kind of compositions can you use in a piece? So I knew that there were people that wanted that kind of information, and it felt like an e-course would be a great opportunity to provide a wider range of videos and go deeper on many of those topics.
That's the beauty of doing the minis and having so many of them out there. You get a feel for what your audience wants. Whereas if you just went and you put all this time into a really, really big course, like the size of the one we're releasing, imagine we didn't cover all the bases. It'd almost be disappointing. We're here now, we're almost answering the questions that people asked us.
Well, that's exactly what we are doing. And when I started this process of nutting out what was going to be in this course, that's what I did. I went back through the Facebook group, the classroom. I went and asked. So I asked questions in the group. I asked on Instagram and I wrote all of that down. I dumped it into a Word document, everything that people had said. And I built the whole course from that document. The aim of this course was to directly answer questions that had been asked of me.
Is there a private group just for this course?
Yes, I have created a new Facebook group specifically for modern mixed media. I do have another Facebook group, which is for all the mini classes combined together. But for this one, because we will be going on the journey together over the 6 weeks, I wanted to have that very tight-knit feel, and I thought it would be lovely to have a separate group for the course. Just, I suppose, just on a practical point of view, when you're creating mini courses, you have a lot of marketing to do because you are constantly creating something new and then launching it. So you're in that create, launch, create, launch, create, launch cycle. Nice to be able to take a step back from that and have a longer period of creativity. Yeah, and it's one of the reasons why I wanted to create a bigger course, because I had heard this on podcasts and things that I've listened to, that you can get caught up in this constant cycle of creating content, launching content, launching. And I wanted to slow down a bit. And at the beginning of the year, we talked a lot about that. And so creating a bigger course ties in with that whole idea, because there isn't as much work. Well, there's still heaps of work, but you don't have to do it again and again. So you're only creating like one sales page and one set of ads and promotions and things like that. Whereas with our minis, we'd have to come up with a whole new page and all the admin and the back end for each mini course. So you cut down on that kind of work. So that's one of the, I just thought I'd put it out there for anyone who's listening, who's thinking about online courses, you know, to weigh up some of the pros and cons as far as the size of course that you put out there.
So even though that's a con in a way, there's also a pro to that. You learn about marketing, you learn about advertising and all that kind of stuff. It's just tiring.
Yeah, you get good at it, or you learn what works and what doesn't, and your copy improves and all that sort of stuff. And I think underpinning all of this, I would still always suggest starting with something small and manageable if this is your first online course, and building towards something bigger.
What's your favorite part of the whole course? I know what mine is.
That's a tricky one, because every time I start a new section, I think it's my favorite part. Mm. I really enjoyed getting back into botanicals, and that's one of the reasons why we've started the course with botanicals, because it's the thing that is exciting me at the moment, and I'm getting a lot of comfort and satisfaction, I would say, from working on nature-inspired pieces. There's something very relaxing and meditative about it. And I think it's always good to start a course with whatever it is that you're excited about. So when we began filming, I just wanted to launch into creating botanical abstracts, because that's what I was all about at that time. And they just look so gorgeous on film too, when you see them grow, because it's like plants growing. You see them grow as on the piece of paper. So yeah, I think that's my favorite part so far. But I also really enjoyed, oh no, there's too much. Like, I really enjoyed doing some of the more minimal warm-ups we had. We shot this awesome warm-up, which was just in black and white. And I loved that. I loved paring things back and only using a few supplies and seeing what I could do. And I made some fantastic discoveries in that warm-up exercise that I then went on to use throughout the course.
I love what you call it.
What did I call it?
Windows of possibility.
Oh, windows of possibility, yes. Mm. So yeah, that was great. I love mood boards and sketchbooks, and they're in the course. And then we have a whole module on texture.
Now, which that's my favorite.
Yeah, which is amazing, because you get to see different surfaces and different materials, and it gets very, you really get your mixed media fix in that part of the course. So yeah, it's hard to say, because different things satisfy different parts of me. And I guess this course is all of the things that I love the most. I've brought in all the different types of paintings that I enjoy creating, depending on what my mood is on any given day. So there truly is going to be something for everyone in there.
And it's funny, that's another thing. Although the course is 6 weeks long, this entire course has been over 4 months in the making. Like, it's, so when you talk about, you know, all the different types of painting and all the different types of work you do, everything changes as you move along through the course. You know, even your taste can change as you move along through the course.
Well, I think what's interesting is that you make discoveries as you're working. So there were things that I discovered in the first module that influenced what I then did later on. So it, it's very real. It's very much like an artistic process that you would go through as an artist.
It's funny because there's one technique that you added into the course with that glue stuff that you kind of you put it on
the masking fluid.
Oh my God, yeah. And that was like totally out of nowhere. And yeah, it just found its way into the course.
Yeah. So there's been some cool new discoveries, new materials that I've been trying out. I've also been working on raw canvas a little bit because I wanted to see if I could get a bit of a watercolor effect but on a different surface. So there's all sorts of interesting things, very experimental, which I love because, being curious is key. Oh, it's probably been over 4 months of filming, but it's actually been about 2 years in the making. And I'm pretty sure if you were to go back and listen to this podcast, we started talking about creating a bigger course in the early episodes, and we're nearly up to 100. So this has taken a long time to pull together, but it's been worth it. I feel like it's a good example of the grind that you need to do as an artist, that things don't always come quickly. It does take small, consistent steps to create something bigger that will have a positive impact over the long term. So you've got to play the long game and be able to be patient as something like this comes together. You can't create a big in-depth course in a week. It just doesn't work that way. It takes time. So I've had to remind myself that along the way, you know, that it's fine, just little bit by little bit. And as we've been creating the course, we broke it down into sections. We wrote those sections up on the whiteboard and we just focused on whatever it was that we were working on at that time so it wouldn't be too overwhelming and just ticking things off, small things. And I'm glad that things take time, you know, that sometimes it's for the better.
Yeah, but it's funny, here we are saying things take time. It was only 2 years.
I suppose
like
so.
Two years isn't a really long time.
I know. I think in my head I thought it was going to come together much quicker than it did.
Yeah.
But life got in the way.
Life did get in the way.
And I thought it would be good actually to talk about that because we've chatted about our favourite parts of the course and all the good stuff and the things that we've learned. But it has been challenging too. So let's dig in with some of those challenges.
Well, let's talk about the big one. You know, the big one was COVID-19.
Yeah. So right when we were in the middle of filming this course.
We were in the middle of filming the first module.
Okay, yeah. So we were at the beginning, not really the middle. COVID-19 happened and, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty and then the schools closed down and we thought we were going to be homeschooling. As it turned out, we didn't end up having as much of a responsibility around teaching as we thought we might, but we were preparing for it. And just generally, it was just a really unsettling time and it threw a spanner in the works and we stopped filming for a bit. We also created a free class instead because we felt, yeah, it just was one of those things that we wanted to do. So we put a stop on our filming schedule in order to create something that people could enjoy while they were at home. And yeah, so it was a very stop-start filming schedule. We got back up and running again. In that time, things had changed a little bit. So I'd almost forgotten what we'd filmed at the beginning of the year. So there was a little bit of, I guess it would be easier if you film something consistently week after week than if you stop and start. There's a little bit of disconnect.
Yeah, well, we were on a roll. Like we were filming the botanicals. We were absolutely knocking it out of the park for us. We were filming regularly and then COVID came. It was just a very frightening time. We had tickets to go to Ireland. Our holidays all got cancelled. All the airplanes stopped flying. And then the kids were sent home from school. And we're like, okay, we can't really film the course. We have the kids. We don't know what's happening. We don't know if they're going to shut everything down, whether we can even go to the studio or not. Yeah, we decided to do that free course because we knew people were going to be at home and it was a good idea. And then over the course of 3 or 4 weeks, we realized, okay, we can continue with the course. But yeah, it knocked us back about 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, because originally we were going to bring this course out in April, which is around when everything peaked as far as the coronavirus. And so we decided at that point to postpone. that's when we brought the free course out instead. So yeah, it's been choppy, but life is choppy and you need to be able to roll with things and adapt. And it's been a huge learning curve in relation to that. And I feel like we've come out of it much stronger and more flexible, and it's better for the business. And we've realized that sometimes you make things super important in your head. I tend to do this. Like if I said I was going to bring something out by a certain date, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm letting people down, blah, blah, blah. And I just get really down on myself and stressed about small things, when in actual fact, you can change things up quite easily and bring people along with you. So that was one of the things I learned. And I just want to say a thank you to everyone as well for all their support and encouragement. I've received so many messages just saying, when it's ready, we'll be waiting for you, which is amazing. So I'm very happy about that. And I'm glad to say that it is ready and now open for registration. And we did get there, and it took us a few extra months, but that's okay. We still did it. I think, I don't know if you can hear, but Richie's sick at the moment. So there's some coughing and stuff going on.
It was Laura last week. It's me this week.
There's also a part of the course where I'm really croaky as well, because I got sick too. So this is another challenge that can happen when you're on a filming schedule, is that you plan out when you're going to get everything done, but you don't know what's going to crop up as far as getting sick or your kids getting sick. Mm-hmm. So there's been a bit of that too. One of the other challenges for me is that this is a mixed media course, and I love different art supplies, and I want to show people all sorts of different things. But at the same time, I worry about people going out and buying all sorts of stuff, especially when, you know, it's a challenging time. So I wanted to create a course that has a lot of stuff in it, but also provides options for people to keep it simple. And so that was one of the challenges. And it's one of the reasons why we created some more dedicated supplies videos and things like that, so that we could give people other options. And I will say, with this course, it's really a case of you can take it as far as you want. You can enjoy the course working with watercolors, watercolor paper, and some pens, pencils, and pastels. Or you can go that bit further and experiment with things like raw canvas, aqua boards. You can try out some different mediums like gold leaf, masking fluid, those sorts of things. I will demonstrate them, but it's up to you. And for some of those things, I think it's a good idea to watch the lessons and see if something really gets your attention and you get excited and go, oh, I really need to try that. So I wanted to say that for anyone who is listening, who's considering joining the course, there is a supply list. Have a look at it, but treat it as a gentle guide rather than you need to have all these things. I've also tried to use in the course similar supplies to what I use in my other courses, because I know that there will be many people joining that have already bought supplies for other classes that they've taken with me. So you'll be able to use those in this course. So there's some similar things, but also some new things that you might want to try out. I think many mixed media artists will relate to creating a course and wanting to keep that supply list under control, but finding it hard. Another challenge when you're creating an online course is understanding who your course is for and what level of painting experience they have. So is your course for beginners, or is it for more advanced artists, or will it cater to everyone? And this is something that I needed to think about quite a bit as we created the course. What I wanted it to be was a catalyst for anyone who wants to bring more creativity into their life. But I also wanted it to be encouraging and helpful for people that are brand new to painting, because it can be quite daunting when you don't know anything about paints and supplies and things like that. So with this course, what I have done is created a resource library where I have some videos that are particularly good if you have never used watercolor before, or you don't have any idea about all the different types of watercolor paper that are out there or things like that. And these are questions that I get asked all the time. You know, what kind of tape do you use to tape down your paper? And what kind of mixed media supplies do you combine with your watercolor paints? And I've answered these in supply videos that you can watch in the course. And I've also got awesome PDFs too with all the information. So some very helpful stuff to get started. But the lessons themselves, they vary. There's some simple projects, but there's also in-depth painting projects where I share exactly the kind of paintings that I create from start to finish. So you'll get to see layers and combining different techniques together, compositional ideas. So there's definitely a range there. So if you're a beginner, there is loads to get stuck into. And if you are more experienced, then you'll get a fresh perspective and some new ideas. And I don't tend to do things in a traditional way at all. I mix things up and I approach things differently. So I hope that it will give you some sparks for your creative practice.
You asked me to take some photographs the other day of everything that we've done in the course. And I'm putting it all on the table. And I remember looking over to you saying, have you seen this? Like, have you seen the amount of finished pieces that you've done? And as I'm going through it, there's sheets of canvas. There's these small, really simple pieces that you've painted, and you do this composition technique where you'll pull different pieces of art out of a painting. And then there was these three finished pieces that are going into our online shop. So it's literally the spectrum of Laura Horn art. It's from your doodles to your own art practices to what we would consider a finished piece that we would put out there to be sold or licensed. Like, it's, I don't get overwhelmed much. But when I was looking at everything laid out in front of me, I was super proud.
What's one of the things that I most wanted for this course was to provide people with an insight into a full holistic creative practice. So warm-up exercises, quick scribbles, adding things to your mood board, right through to finished pieces that you would sell or license or whatever you might do, or hang them on the wall. So we have a module, which I mentioned earlier, about filming, framing, all those sorts of things. So it is about taking your work from that initial spark right through to a finished painting and a beautifully presented painting at that. Okay, so the important information is to head on over to laurahornart.com/modern-mixed-media. And you'll find the information there. There is an in-depth page where you can read about what's in the course. You can watch a promo video and get a great feel for whether this course is a good fit for you. The course is a 6-week online course and the content will be delivered weekly. So I have done this so that people don't get overwhelmed with loads of content all at once, but also so that we can have a nice community, you know, that we can work through the things together, and you'll see it in the Facebook group and the classroom that people will be approaching each module together. The course starts on the 20th of July, so we will be starting in 2 and a bit weeks, I think.
Does that mean the cart will be closed?
So the course starts on the 20th of July and registration will be closing on the 19th of July.
So that means people can't buy in. That's it. It's closed. Yeah.
So after the 19th of July, you won't be able to join this class. And this class will only be offered once in 2020. So if you do want to be a part of it, now is the time. And I want to make that super clear because it is different from all of my other courses. This is a course where we will be going on that journey as a group over the 6 weeks, and it has a limited intake.
So once the cart closes, you cannot buy the course. It's closed until next year.
That's correct.
Okay.
And there's an early bird happening for the first week of registration, and you can use the coupon MMM20 to save 20%. So that's all the details for the e-course, and of course everything will be in the show notes. But I wanted to ask you, Richie, what are you going to be doing now that we have finished this e-course?
Well, I have a couple of projects that I want to get into. There's a very good friend of mine. He's a Aboriginal artist, Shane, and I was hoping to do some work with him. And there's also a few landscape photography projects that I really, really want to get into. I really want to try. So I've got some personal work that I would like to get into. Yeah, just doing your usual social media content and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to not having a break, but doing something for myself. What about you? What are you planning on doing?
Well, I'll be very busy over the 6 weeks with the group and popping in and out of the Facebook community as well as the classroom, answering questions and all that. So that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that because I always get so much inspiration from how people approach the lessons and bring their own style to the ideas that I share. So that's always something that I look forward to.
You just saying that's after reminding me of that lady that took your minimal magic class, and but she painted birds, realistic birds.
No, that was the life book. That was years ago.
Oh yeah, I still remember that.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
That was actually the very first class I ever created, and that was for the life book platform.
Was it?
Yeah.
In the groups, some of the work is phenomenal.
We often ooh and ah and show each other things. It's good. So I'm looking forward to that. And I also can't wait to spend some more time on my own painting and my own creative practice. We've got a whole lot of work that we are in the process of getting ready to offer as prints and to explore some licensing opportunities. I mentioned that over on Instagram and asked for some suggestions around different ways that we could offer prints. And I want to say a big thank you because there is a wealth of information over on that post. I will link it actually in this episode in case there's anyone listening who wants to know about different ways that you can print your work. So that's something that I want to explore more, and I want to look at all those suggestions and see what way we are going to go, because we do have our shop. Our print shop is not up and running at the moment because we are in that stage where we want to rethink how we do it. And we will be creating a podcast episode about what we decide and the discoveries that we make along the way. That may be a little while away because we've got a lot of work to do till we get to that point. And there's a lot of research as well, but we will share what we find out. Well, that's it for this week. I hope that you enjoyed the episode, and I'd love to see you over in the group for Modern Mixed Media.